Good morning and welcome to Look and Feel Your Best. I'm Gina Birch. Dr. Patrick Flaherty is the medical director of the Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spas. He has currently four offices, Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita Springs, and Cape Coral. Good morning, Dr. Flaherty.
Good morning.
To see you.
Nice to see you, Gina. How are you today?
Oh, busy. You know what? I love this time of year. I really do.
Do you?
However, I do not love the traffic. Yeah. It has been insane this past week.
I know.
I know it was bad after the hurricane with everybody here trying to help with recovery and stuff, but I feel like we've gone back to that. I can't move when I'm on the roads.
Yeah. Well, you know, spring training's still here and spring breakers are here. So, yeah, it's sort of the maximum.
Yes.
It's the peak month, right? March, isn't it always the
peak month?
You know,
it is. And I guess the way to look at it is we're grateful we even have a season this year because after the hurricane, you know, there was a lot of speculation that nobody would come back here.
Yes, that's true.
Or at least fewer people would come.
Yeah. Well, you know, no question it affected things and still is. But it's good to see, you know, I agree with you. It's good to see people coming back, you know.
Right.
So it's good.
Yeah. I've gone to a couple of baseball games so far, and they're just so much fun, you know, to sit out there and watch and cheer no matter who wins or loses. You know, nobody cares. It's just like, hey, we're at spring training.
Yeah,
so,
it's fun.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed when I was at spring training was to put on my sunscreen because that's something, you know, we talk about here a lot is aging. Well, that's all we talk about here is aging and how we can come back. At it, whether it's mentally, physically, psychologically, but we concentrate more on the physical part. And so one of the things, you know, we were talking before we got on, before we opened the mics this morning, and you were talking about almost everybody who comes through your doors. You said just about anybody who comes in for a consultation could benefit from one of two or both things. And what is that? That's just kind of standard.
Yeah, these are injectables, and it's what we call the liquid facelift, which, you know, I know we use that term a lot, but, you know, it encompasses, you know, really the hottest trend in facial aesthetics, which is using injectables to rejuvenate the face, and those would be Botox products, and there's several Botox products now approved by the FDA. You know, originally it was just Botox by Allergan Pharmaceutical. They were the first and still the most popular, but there's several other products now, very similar forms of Botox produced by other companies. And then fillers or injectable agents that add volume back to the face is maybe a broader way to put it because some are fillers and some are biostimulators and some do a little bit of both. So, but this trend for injectable rejuvenation is continuing to grow in popularity because it works, you know, and it's, you know, everybody wants to look good and everybody wants to look better, but people also want to do it, you know, in office with no downtime, you know, try to avoid surgery whenever they can. That's what is all, you know, puts all the energy behind this movement where there's so much we can do now just in the office with injections that don't require surgery and don't require downtime.
Yes. So when we talk about the injectables, the Botox and the fillers, and I know we're going to dig in a little deeper here, but this is something that's global. It can be done in pretty much every area of the face or any area of the face, I should say.
It can be. Mm-hmm. And that's what's been really fun, you know, really kind of living through this mega trend has been very interesting. I was a early adopter of the fillers because it was became very apparent very quickly that these were going to be really valuable to patients. Mm-hmm. And in the very beginning, you know, the first injectable filler was bovine collagen, and that was way back in the 80s and 90s. That was a collagen that was produced, which was cow collagen, and it was a thin kind of watery filler. In addition to the fact that it wasn't the exact same as our own human collagen, which introduced the risk of allergic reaction, which could happen in about 3% of patients, it just didn't work very well because it was very watery. So you could inject it into the lips and get some plumping of the lips just as you would if you injected saline into the lips. But most of that collagen would disappear in a few weeks, so it really had a very short-term effect. And, you know, practically speaking, it was sort of popular with the Hollywood set, you know, wanting to look good on the red carpet or for big evenings, you know. But for the rest of the world, you know, it really didn't make much sense. So when they first introduced hyaluronic acid and hyaluronic acid fillers. The first one approved in the United States was Restylane. And that's a filler. Hyaluronic acid was sort of the perfect filler because it's a gel-like substance. It's a protein. It's in our bodies naturally. We have hyaluronic acid in our bodies in high concentrations, in our skin, in our joints. And what it does in our bodies, it attracts and retains water, and it plumps tissues. So it plumps the joints. It plumps out the skin. And so that's sort of a perfect kind of injectable. It's clear and gel-like, and it's made through bioengineering. It's not derived from animals. Now, interestingly enough, hyaluronic acid is the same in other species too. And in the beginning, one of the products was actually derived from animal hyaluronic acid, but not anymore. Most all of them are made through bioengineering, which eliminates the risk of any kind of, you know, animal allergen introduced with the filler. But it's a perfect filler because it's clear, it's gel-like, it's easy to inject, and it lasts a lot longer and has a lot more of substance to it than the original collagen formulations. And they did actually come out with the human collagen, but unfortunately that product, when it hit the market, was right before, you know, or as Restylane was hitting the market too. And so, you know, the human collagen eliminated the risk of, you know, sort of the allergen stimulation, that 3% risk of allergy. But like bovine collagen, it was pretty watery and just didn't work very well.
Right.
And the beauty of hyaluronic acid is that it can be made, you know, you can manipulate the molecules to make them firmer or softer or more prone to attract water, to plump tissues, or less prone. So you can alter sort of the chemistry of it, the chemistry of the product, and the physical composition of it to affect changes that can help us to treat the face better. So
that's why you have so many different versions of fillers, right? That was a great explanation as why. Well, we can manipulate it to make it work for whatever we need it to.
Exactly. And I so like there's it. A lot of Me Too products. I don't know how many hyaluronic acids there are now available in the United States. I know, you know, last I heard it, there was over like 75 or 100 of them in Europe. And Europe, it's a little easier to get things, you know, through their regulatory, you know, agencies than it is here in the U.S. The FDA is a little bit tougher, but there's a lot of fillers now available, and you know, they tout different properties. You know, they're all trying to find a niche, but that's good because all these different products do have slightly different properties. And they can be exploited to help to our advantage. You know, for example, when we're placing a filler in the cheek, we want to be able to lift and fill the cheek, and we want that to be, you know, have some structural support for the tissue. So you wouldn't want something that's really soft and kind of mushy that just didn't really hold up well. You want something that's a little firmer that can kind of lift the cheek and shape it. You know, at the same time, we're treating little fine lines around the mouth. You know, you're going to want something that's a little bit thinner and a little more malleable to try to treat these very, etch out these very fine lines. And so, you know, there's all these different problems we're addressing with fillers, and the physical properties of the filler can determine how successful we are.
Yeah. And when it comes to fillers, I mean, you were talking about earlier that that this is what can reshape the face. It can change the framework of the face because our face does change shapes as we age. We lose that volume, our bone, our muscle, everything changes.
Right, yeah. So I think, yeah, let's take a step backward because we're sort of diving into the deep end here, but I think it helps to go back to the kiddie pool and work our way back.
I like the kiddie pool.
Kiddie pool is always fun.
Yeah.
My golden retriever, by the way, dominates the kiddie pool at doggy daycare,
as
they say. She gets in the pool, lays down, and no one else gets in the pool. It's a golden retriever, yeah. But she just loves the water. So anyway, our faces, talk about facial aging. You know, what happens? We lose volume from our face with age. That's a big part of it. We call that facial deflation. And you can see that as you age. You know, the face becomes more hollow and bony looking with age. We get dark circles under our eyes, hollow temples, deflated cheeks. You know, and that can lead to laxity of the skin. The skin can sag. We get loose skin on the jawline or in the neck. We get creases around the mouth from movement, smiling over many years, and facial movement leads to lines and creases around the mouth, repetitive movements. And you know, those all get deeper with age too. So, you know, you see this, and the face starts to look really gaunt and bony as we age. And unfortunately, if you're in good shape, it even happens faster because, you know, you burn fat faster and you're not retaining as much fat. And, you know, that's, you know, ironically, we tend to retain more fat in our midsection with age, but lose it from the face. So as you try to stay slim in the midsection, you get even more hollow in the face. But that hollowness leads to those characteristic changes of hollow temples, dark circles, sagging cheeks, and just overall hollowness and wrinkling of the skin, right, and laxity of the skin. So that's what we're really dealing with when we start talking about the facial aging changes.
And yes, and so that's where the liquid facelift hits both of those. It hits the volume loss, and it hits those fine lines and the dynamic lines, the lines that we get from just moving our forehead and,
right,
and talking and smiling.
Yeah, so I think we should, you know, let's, I know we're kind of up on a break here, but
yeah,
let's, maybe I can do the specials, but we'll talk a little bit about Botox and how that works first next.
Okay, that's a good
Does
idea.
Sound good?
I like your plan.
All right. But our specials for March, and we have one more week left, so last week to take advantage of these specials, we have a buy one, get one half off for all fillers, and that's with all our providers in all of our offices, Naples, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. So you buy any filler, you can get a second filler at half price, and that's good for one more week. So if you're interested in that exceptional special, just give us a call. We'll try to get you in. Everybody's really busy this time of year, but we'll do our best to accommodate you. We also have 15% off the Body Tight with Lipo with Dr. Yi. She's a specialist in small area liposuction on the body that we do in the office under local anesthetic. You don't need general anesthesia or any sedation. You can do it just with local. And she uses Body Tight to not only get rid of the unwanted fat, but get tightening of the skin. And we also have a 20% special on 20% off on Cool Sculpting, which is our non-surgical permanent fat reduction technique. And with that, you get a free body slimming oil as well.
All right. And you can find more about those specials by going to azulbeauty.com, or you can call during the regular business hours, 239-206-3160. I'm Gina Birch. Dr. Patrick Flaherty is the medical director of the Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spas. His offices are in Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita Springs, and Cape Coral. You're listening to Look and Feel Your Best. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more on the liquid facelift.
Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spa has a special event for Cape Coral residents, the Azul Open House on March 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. in our Cape Coral office. Meet the staff and providers, tour the offices while enjoying the refreshments and live demonstrations. Contact any Azul today at 239-206-3160 to reserve your spot. The Cape Coral Open House, March 21st. Azul, the number one name in facial and body rejuvenation and eyelid surgery. Located in Key West Plaza, corner of Chiquita and Cape Coral Parkway, Cape Coral.
Welcome back to Look and Feel Your Best. I'm Gina Birch, along with Dr. Patrick Flaherty, who is the medical director of the Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spas. His offices are in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita Springs, and Cape Coral. The website for later is azulbeauty.com. And we're talking this morning about the two things that almost everybody who comes into the office could use a little bit of: Botox and fillers.
Right, right.
And together they form
the liquid facelift.
There,
yeah,
you go.
The Azul liquid facelift. So our version of that. But, you know, all of our providers, you know, Dr. Yi, Dr. Padilla, myself, as well as our amazing nurse practitioners, are all doing these injectables every day in our office because that's just how popular they are, you know.
Right.
And they really work. And, you know, in addition to doing those, you know, treating patients all day, every day, you know, the whole staff participates. I don't think we have a staff member that doesn't get Botox and fillers both. You know?
Well, they do such a good job.
Right,
I mean, of turning back the hands of time with such little effort.
Right, right. You know, and so, you know, let's start with Botox because that, you know, that's really where it all started back in the 90s. You know, Botox was not developed for cosmetic use or wrinkles. It was developed for, you know, strabismus. It was eye movement disorders was the initial thought. And it's, you know, hardly used in that arena now, but a little bit occasionally used for some of these imbalances of the eye muscles. But really is used for almost everything else, you know, headaches and spastic dysphonia and bladder spasm and, you know, anywhere where you have abnormal muscle activity, just about hyperactive muscle activity, you might see Botox being used to help treat that ailment. And, you know, in the cosmetic arena, as it was being used in the face for two different movement disorders, one's called blepharospasm and one's called hemifacial spasm. And these are disorders that lead to hyperactivity or dysfunction of the seventh cranial nerve, which is the facial nerve, leading to hyperactivity in the of the muscles of the face, either abnormal squeezing of the eyes or twitching of the face. Botox is very effective at relaxing those muscles and, you know, temporarily improving those disorders. And we have a fairly large population of patients who come in, you know, every 3 months or so to have injections to help reduce this abnormal muscle activity around the eyes and in the face, just to relax the muscles, reduce this spasm and hyperactivity, and that helps them function better, you know, see for driving and reading, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And so that's a wonderful thing. And Botox helps many, many other patients, including patients with headaches, et cetera. But in the course of, you know, trying Botox for different things over the years, it became apparent that when you inject Botox into the face, that it smooths out the skin. Well, how does that happen? What happens is there's what's called dynamic lines on the face, and those are lines that are formed from facial movement. We have all these delicate muscles of the face, and they give us all the various forms of facial expression, you know, from frowning and smiling and lifting our brows and squinting and all the other things we do. And those will eventually create lines on the skin because of repetitive motion. It's really interesting, too, because we all express ourselves slightly differently. We all develop characteristic patterns of smiling and looking quizzical and different habits of facial expression. And those eventually become etched as lines. So it's, you know, we don't all get the same lines. Yeah. Now, there's certain patterns like the crow's feet, the frown lines between your eyebrows, the horizontal lines on the forehead. But around the mouth, it's, you know, there's some variable patterns from the nasolabial folds to the marionette lines, et cetera. And it's interesting to see how with different forms of expression, especially around the mouth, it'll lead to different patterns of lines on the skin. But when we have a dynamic wrinkle, which is a wrinkle that's formed by facial movement, and a perfect example is the frown line between our brows. If you frown or kind of close your eyes and try to make a stern look, you're pulling the corrugator and procerus muscles between your eyebrows. You're activating those, and that pulls your brows down and in. And as they come closer together, it creates one or two creases, vertical creases in your forehead between your eyebrows, which we call some people call them the 11s. If you get two lines, sometimes it's just a single line, so it'd be like a one, but it's basically a frown line between your eyebrows from muscle activity. And that's the most popular spot we put Botox, because putting a small amount of Botox into those muscles will relax those muscles and smooth out that frown line and take that away and make you look much more pleasing. You know, the problem with the frown line there, it may be a concentration line or it may just be a bad habit, but it makes us look angry or scowly. And so it doesn't really do us any favors with regard to, you know, how people perceive us, unless right. unless you want to keep people away.
Well, there's that. Some people do.
Yeah. I had a mother once say when we first treated her and the frown line went away, I said, do you like it? And she says, yeah, for the most part. And I go, well, what don't you like about it? She goes, well, my kids say they can't tell when I'm angry at them anymore. So there's that, like you said.
Yeah, the mom look and the dad look.
You can't just give them that frown and then they don't push behave, it. Yeah. Right? So, you know, but, you know, so Botox is great for that. Now, another area we use it is in the forehead. There's the horizontal lines in your forehead. You can put a pattern of Botox into the forehead and it relaxes those muscles and smooths out those horizontal lines. You can really smooth out the forehead and the crow's feet around the eyes, you know, small injections there will relax those muscles and smooth it. So just with those three areas, you can smooth the whole upper part of the face, which is really, really nice. Very popular treatment. I mean, I do multiple of those every day in our office because, you know, it's it works well and it's very popular. The other thing that people don't realize about Botox, you know, the couple really positive things about it. One is, you know, the new needles, the technologies, you know, nobody likes injections and mm-mm. The thought of having injections in your face sounds, you know, awful, right? Yeah. But we do use topical numbing cream that works extremely well to numb the skin. And we use really small needles now, 33 gauge needles, which are really, really tiny. So many of the injections, at least half or two thirds of the injections, when I get Botox, and yes, I do use Botox mm-hmm. too, probably since my early 30s, you know, many of them you don't feel at all. So, you know, a few of them you do feel, of course, but it's quick. So that's a positive. And it also shrinks sebaceous glands. So when you inject the Botox, it's not, you know, people say, wow, your skin looks so smooth after Botox. Well, part of that is you're not activating that muscle that makes the crease. But part of it is that it actually shrinks the sebaceous gland and smooths out the skin. And so you'll see really smooth foreheads with that. You know, you get rid of the horizontal lines and you shrink the sebaceous glands, which makes the skin look smoother. And so it's a double positive there, and it really smooths it out, and that's you know, a great thing.
Yes, we always like that. It is. It's like someone's just taken an eraser and mm-hmm. just rubbed it on your forehead or wherever you get it, and it's just the lines are gone. It's almost like magic.
It is like magic. Yeah.
So that's Do we get all the areas of Botox? Because you use it in other areas of the face. I do know. I mean, I know that the forehead and the crow's feet are kind of the gold. The main things that people get.
Right. Yeah, the three most common areas are between your eyebrows, your forehead, and then the crow's feet. But there are other areas we use Botox. And so one of the other really popular areas is the upper lip. Now, in the upper lip, we use very low concentrations, small amounts of Botox, because what we're trying to achieve there, you know, the vertical lip lines that we get from pursing our lips mm-hmm. over many years, you start to get these vertical lip lines. And some people call them smoker lines, but non-smokers get them too, unfortunately, because mm-hmm. you're moving, you know, if you're smoking and you're pursing your lips all the time, that causes them to show up quicker. But all of us purse our lips to some degree, yeah. you know, in a normal speech and normal activities of the day. And so you start to get these vertical lip lines, and the best first treatment for that is just low-dose Botox injected into the upper lip, which just relaxes the muscle and smooths out the overlying crease. And that works very nicely to relax that crease and smooth that out. That's another area. Another one would be the frown, marionette lines or frown lines. Those are created by a muscle called the depressor anguli oris. It's a little muscle that goes from the corner of the mouth down to the jawline. And that muscle, when it activates, pulls the corner of your mouth down, almost in a frown configuration. And so you can use small amounts of Botox in that muscle down on your jawline to relax that muscle, which lifts the corner of your mouth. And we also use it kind of along the posterior jawline just to relax the platysma muscle to give us a little bit of lifting and tightening of the jawline. And we can also use it in the neck to help relax some of the musculature of the neck, which might smooth out not only the horizontal bands but the vertical bands. And one other area is using it in the masseter muscle, which is a thick muscle of mastication, which is a chew muscle. If you bite down your teeth together, you'll feel this firm muscle just above your jawline, kind of halfway between the chin and the ear, just sort of posteriorly on the above the jawline. That's called the masseter muscle, and it's sort of that chewing muscle. And that can get hypertrophied in patients and develop a lot of fullness. Now, for a man, that's not a problem because men have more of a square kind of jaw configuration. But for a woman, that is a problem because then they have a square face and sort of this wide jawline, which is a masculine feature. A little bit of Botox there will shrink that muscle down and cause help the face be a little bit more tapered and feminine. So it's a really nice treatment.
Okay, that sounds good. And with that, I think this is a good place to take a break and remind everybody once again about what the March specials are. We know we're looking at the calendar. We only have really one more full week. Is that?
Yeah, I always feel guilty doing the specials the last week.
I know.
Because, you know, they might call and everybody's booked, you know. But no, we do have some availability, although all the guys are busy. But the BOGO special, buy one, get one half off with fillers, is our big March special. And that runs through this next week. So if you're interested in that, you buy one syringe of filler, the second syringe is half off. That's with all of our providers and all of our offices. So a very popular special that, you know, brings people in droves. But if you're interested, give us a call. We'll see if we can get you worked in this last week. We also have 20% off Cool Sculpting, and that's for any body area. And you also get a free body slimming oil with that treatment. So that's a great treatment, permanent fat loss with Cool Sculpting, and it's non-surgical, no downtime. And then Dr. Yi also has a very customized special treatment where she uses small areas of liposuction combined with body tight. This is a procedure that's done in office with local anesthesia, but without the need for any general anesthesia. We just do it with, you can take a pill just to relax, and then a little bit of local anesthetic, and these treatments are done right in the office with very limited downtime, which works great. And it's sort of the next wave in terms of body contouring. So if you're interested in any of those three specials, you can give us a call. We'll get you in for a consult this week.
That number is 239-206-3160, 239-206-3160. You can find out more by going to azulbeauty.com as well. Or just keep listening to us. We're about halfway through our show. We got a quick break here, and we'll come back with more, right?
Sounds great.
All right. Dr. Patrick Flaherty is the medical director of the Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spas in Southwest Florida. I'm Gina Birch. This is Look and Feel Your Best. We'll be right back.
Skin health is about improving your appearance and restoring youthful, healthy skin. That's where a HydraFacial at Azul can bring out your best skin health. Enjoy all these benefits with the new HydraFacial treatment at Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spa during the 20% savings this month, only at the Azul Cape Coral office. HydraFacial treatments for men and women reveal healthy new skin for a rested, fresh-faced, even younger glow. Imagine reducing fine lines, wrinkles, hyperpigmentation, improved appearance of oily or acne-prone skin, just for starters. The HydraFacial works in four simple steps: cleansing, exfoliation, a gentle acid peel, extractions, and hydration, formulated specially to your skin's needs. See immediate results, no downtime or discomfort, works on all skin types, and targets specific skin concerns. Beauty can be skin deep, so enjoy the latest technology with a HydraFacial treatment at 20% savings this month at Azul's Cape Coral office. Call 239-206-3160. That's 239-206-3160 today for your HydraFacial and 20% off. Only at the Cape Coral office.
Welcome back to Look and Feel Your Best. Dr. Patrick Flaherty is the medical director of the Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spas in Fort Myers, Bonita Springs, Cape Coral, and Naples. I'm Gina Birch, and this morning we are talking about the liquid facelift because just about everybody who walks through the doors at Azul either gets or could use Botox and fillers. And when you combine the two, it's the Azul Liquid Facelift.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, Botox and fillers, continue to grow in popularity, and it's because they work so well. You know, I mean, my daughter, who's a medical student, gets Botox for her, you know, between her eyebrows because those frown lines really build up when you're studying all the time. That's when I first started noticing my frown lines and didn't have access to Botox at the time, but shortly thereafter I did.
As soon as
she
did.
Where it started. Yeah. So me, it was more like the 30s. For her, it's in the 20s. And that's very common. Lip fillers are very common in a lot of younger patients. But you know, the beauty of the injectables is that it's good. They're good at any age, you know, because we treat all these aging problems from early frown lines to, you know, early creases at the corner of the mouth to deflated lips to, and even patients who maybe didn't have, weren't endowed with the world's greatest cheekbones, we can then add some filler and give them a nice shape to the cheek and midface that they didn't, wouldn't otherwise have. Or if they, you know, happen to have small lips naturally, you can add filler and through a series of treatments gradually sort of stretch and recontour and give them more full lips, which is beautiful and nice. And so, and then as we age, you know, we start to get these characteristic changes, as we talked about, frown lines, horizontal creases, crow's feet. And then with volume loss, you see dark circles under the eyes and hollow cheeks and lines and creases around the mouth, those lip lines and frown lines and nasolabial folds. And we can treat all those things with injectable fillers. So,
yeah.
You know, it fits every problem. And one other thing I wanted to mention, you know, is that older patients, you know, who might get to an age, you know, where they think, oh, well, I'm, you know, too old to have surgery now, which, you know, is a topic for another day too, because, you know, so many people are, you know, their biologic age might be 80, but their their chronologic age may be 80, but their physiologic age may be 60. You know,
right.
Those patients are candidates for surgery for sure. We do surgery all the time on patients in their 80s and sometimes even in the 90s for cosmetic purposes. But fillers, you know, that, you know, there's really no limit. I mean, we have patients in their 80s and 90s coming in all the time for fillers because it's, you know, non-surgical, no downtime, very little risk, and can make a huge difference.
Right. And fillers, again, they reshape the face. They help replace the volume that we lose as we age due to, you know, bone loss and muscle loss and that type of thing, right?
Right. So it addresses so much of the changing of the face. And, you know, that's sort of initially when we started using these fillers, we started looking at, okay, frown lines around the mouth or nasolabial folds, and then things like lips or dark circles under the eyes. But now we look at the whole face and really look at the framework and the structure of the face. And that's one of the new shifts in the way we talk about fillers. You know, you can use them for very specific problems, but you can also use them to sort of restructure the whole face. And, you know, for patients that we've been seeing for a number of years now that might do a little bit here and a little bit there, after the course of several years, they've reshaped their face to a much more youthful profile. Mm-hmm. And it's really fun. I mean, I have some patients who I met 20 years ago who, you know, have had Botox, fillers, skincare, and some surgery as well, but who 20 years later look younger than they did when they first walked in.
That's insane. Yeah.
It's crazy, right? Mm-hmm. You look at their original pictures and their pictures today, and 20 years later, they look 10 years younger than they originally did. So it's wonderful. And that's really where we're at now. I mean,
right.
You know, you get, I mean, all day we see patients, it's like, I can't believe this person is about to turn 70 or about to turn 80 because they look, you know, 10 or 20 years younger as a result of drinking the Kool-Aid. You know? So the Kool-Aid stand is crowded.
Yeah, I love it. That's a good Kool-Aid you're serving there. So there's so many questions I have to ask. So we can use fillers at pretty much any area of the face, but you mentioned something earlier, which I think that a lot of people still have trouble getting the concept. When you have dark circles under your eyes, you know, we're always told, oh, put concealer on or drink more water or get more rest. And sometimes, I mean, while that is all good and we should do all of those things or could do, I hate to tell people what they should do, you know, I'm speaking for myself, but it's really goes beyond that. It's a physical issue that no matter how much sleep or water, some people are still going to have those bags.
Yeah, so there are
dark circles.
Right, yeah. There's a lot that can happen in the lower lid. As you mentioned, there can be bags and there can be loose skin, but dark circles most of the time is caused by hollowness under the eyes, and that's from volume loss, as we talked about. We lose fat from our face with age, and so we start to get hollowness under the eyes, and the more hollow it gets, the more of a shadow it casts. that shadow makes us, you know, is what we call dark circles. It's just a, you know, a dark area under the eyes that makes us look tired or older. And some patients, even in their teens and 20s, can have that just because it's almost, it's genetic. You know, they may have weaker bone structure there, or they just may have less fat in that particular area of the face that leads to that being hollow. The more hollow it is, the more you get that shadowing, and the more shadowing, the more it looks like a dark circle that makes us look tired. And so there's a very specialized technique, and that this leads to the point of what's happening with fillers. What's the current trend? Well, the current trends are using cannulas to help fill the face, which is a blunt-tipped instrument that's gentler than a needle. It allows us to place the filler with less trauma to the tissues, because cannulas slide through the tissue rather than cut through the tissue. And so that's one of the things we do under the eyes, which is a very delicate area. We want to be able to fill in those dark circles but minimize the trauma. We don't want to cause swelling or bruising, you know, really anywhere, especially under the eyes, such a delicate area. So we use a specialized cannula technique. We use numbing cream to numb the skin. You know, one or two little puncture wounds with a tiny needle through the skin, and then you can slide the cannula in and do the filler and correct that dark circle by filling in, you know, the hollow. And with the cannulas, much less risk of swelling and bruising, less discomfort, and works very well to fill that. And that's a really fun treatment. I usually will fill one side and then let the patient look in the mirror, and they can see how the dark circle's gone on the one side and not on the other. Mm-hmm. And then we do the second side. But and it's very cost effective too, because under the eyes, you typically can fill those dark circles with 1 cc of filler. You do a half on each side, and that can last minimum of a year, and in some cases several years, which is really nice. So it's got good longevity in that area, and really can make a huge difference, especially right. For somebody, you know, a younger person who just has dark circles. And I do a lot of that. It's a specialized treatment, since I was trained as an ophthalmologist first, and then an oculoplastic surgeon, and then facial cosmetic surgeon. You know, have special expertise in the eyes, as does Dr. Yi and Dr. Badia as well. They're both oculoplastic surgeons and cosmetic surgeons as well. That's a treatment we do a lot of, just because we're sort of specialists in the eye area. And it's a, you know, a lot of people are a little uncomfortable working around the eye, and rightly so. It's a very important, delicate structure, and you know, it's important to make sure we preserve the function of the eye when we're doing these things. But it really, with good technique, this is a very safe treatment. There's very little risk of any kind of injury to the eye or the structures around the eye. We do these, you know, kind of every day, because dark circles are a common mm-hmm. problem as we age.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. They are. And another one that's very, very specialized and very specific and can be subtle or really in your face are the lips.
Yeah, the lips.
Yeah.
Lips are really fun to treat.
Yeah.
For a variety of reasons. You know, in the very beginning of the filler kind of era, you know, there are a lot of young people that would come in and want their lips done, but, you know, a lot of, middle-aged folks would be like, no, I don't think I want to have my lips done. You know, everybody's seen the movie, was it The First Wife's Club
with Goldie Hawn? Yeah, I think so. Goldie Hawn. She looks like a duck or a fish or something. Yeah.
You know, which is kind of, you know, a joke, of course,
right.
but you know, sometimes you see patients that look similarly, so it's not out of the realm of you know, that range,
right.
you know that you can see. But the reality is, I mean, you know, in my opinion, you know, natural shape and volume is the key to success. I mean, you want the lips to look pretty, and lips do shrink with age, and they become less pretty because they become smaller and more wrinkly. So adding some volume back makes them look better. And you also, what tends to happen is the lip shrinks, so the red of the lip becomes less noticeable, but the lines increases around the lips become more noticeable because they get deeper. So we want to reverse that trend. We want to be able to make the lips look a little more full and pretty and more visible, and we want to reduce the lines and creases, and we can do all that with fillers. And so, you know, I started a technique a number of years ago with patients where I knew they needed lip filler and I knew they'd really like it, but they were afraid. So I was like, sure, let's just do a mini lift. And a mini lift is where you just do a tiny amount of filler in the lip, just enough so they can see the difference. And 100% of those patients come back and go, yeah, I really like it. I want more.
Yeah, let's fill it in, baby. Yeah. Let's make it a little fuller.
But the point is, it's not an all or none phenomenon. It's, you know, there's aesthetic judgment in all this, and you know, more is not better. You just want to put the right amount to get the the shape and the enhancement that you want, and you can start very slow and build up a little bit over time, and that's a really good way to do it. But it's a wonderful treatment, and there we're going to use a filler that you know, can plump and is soft and feels natural like a lip. In the lower lid, we're going to use a filler that doesn't cause as much swelling, because we don't want swelling in the lower eyelids. In the lip, if it swells a little bit, that's okay, because it gives you that plumping effect that you want, as long as you know how much to use of that particular agent. So, you know, this is where this specialization comes in. We have very specific fillers for specific areas of the face.
Yeah. All right. So I think this is a good place to take a break.
Sure.
And I know, since we're talking about fillers, we only have 1 week left, but this is a good place to kind of hit that special that you have on fillers.
Yeah, so we have a special, a BOGO, buy one, get one half off special for fillers. That means you buy one syringe at the regular price, you get the second syringe at half price. Everybody can use at least 2 cc's of filler, because as you were talking about, we can use them pretty much anywhere in the face to help rejuvenate and make us look younger and healthier. And that's with all our providers and all of our Azul offices, Naples, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. So if you're interested in learning about fillers, or you already know about them and just want to take advantage of the special, give us a call and we can get you in this week, work in with one of our providers. We're also doing 2 other specials for this next week, 20% off Cool Sculpting with a free body slimming oil. That's permanent fat reduction, non-surgical, in the office, no downtime. And then 15% off with Dr. Yi, her special using body liposuction with Body Tight. So eliminate unwanted fat, tighten the overlying skin, all in a single procedure done in the office without just with local anesthetic, not requiring any kind of general anesthesia. And very popular treatment with Dr. Yi. So if you're interested in any of these specials, just give us a call. We'll get you in.
All right. And that number to call is 239-206-3160. AzulBeauty.com is the website. Dr. Patrick Flaherty is the medical director, and he's got offices in Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita Springs, and Cape Coral. I'm Gina Birch. You're listening to Look and Feel Your Best. We will be right back with one more segment.
Do you still have some holiday weight that your New Year's resolution hasn't been able to touch? Don't worry, Azul MedSpa can help with Cool Sculpting, a non-invasive body contouring option that freezes away stubborn body fat in 9 different areas of the body. This treatment is quick, and you'll be ready to hit the beach with your new physique by summer. From now until March 31st, get 20% off Cool Sculpting, plus a free body slimming oil to enhance your results at Azul Cosmetic Surgery Medical Spa. Offices in Naples, Bonita Springs, Fort Myers, and Cape Coral. Call 239-206-3160 today.
Welcome back to Look and Feel Your Best. I'm Gina Birch, along with Dr. Patrick Flaherty. Dr. Flaherty is the medical director of the Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spas in Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita Springs, and Cape Coral. This morning, we've been diving into the world of the liquid facelift, and we've made our way from Botox to fillers. And last segment, we talked about very specific areas that are small and require finesse under the eyes for the dark circles and the lips for just the right amount of plumping.
Right, exactly. So, yeah, there's a lot of finesse involved with the fillers, and there's a lot of nuance, too. There's a lot of new fillers coming out that have different properties that can be used to fill different parts of the face. And so that's, you know, that's driving the field forward and changing it and helping it become more sophisticated and more successful, really.
So when we were talking about these little specific areas, and I know we have a couple more we want to get into, but I thought we'd kind of take a minute to look at what they're able to do globally and for, because, you know, we're talking about how the structure of the face changes with the bones kind of resorbing as we age and the muscles kind of atrophying a little bit. but it's really prominent around the outline of our face. We can talk about the eyes and the lips all we want, but the shape, the overall shape of the face is a really big deal that changes, and now you're able to address that as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, we started sort of internally and worked our way out, right, which is sort of interesting. Mm-hmm. I think we were treating problems. It's like, oh, wow, we have this new filler. Let's see if we can soften the nasolabial fold. Yeah. And that's the fold between the corner of the nose down to the corner of the mouth. And those were the studies that were done almost with all the fillers to, you know, for FDA approval, is to fill in that fold and soften that fold and show that it actually works. But then, you know, from there, it was like, well, what about the marionette lines, you know, your frown lines at the corners of the mouth? And what about the dark circles under your eye? And what about the cheeks that get flat with age? Adding some filler can give you a more youthful shape to the cheek. And then we kept working more laterally on the face to the temples and the jawline and the chin. And so really, now companies have come up with fillers that are really good for structural reshaping of the face, which would be, you know, cheekbone, temples, chin, the jawline, the lateral jawline, and what we call the preauricular region, you know, kind of back sort of at the corner of your mandible where that where your jawbone kind of turns up right below the ear. That area is an area in youth that's very full and loses volume with age from all the movement of your jaw over time. Our face becomes long and thin, and so reestablishing some of those prominent features such as the jawline, the chin, the preauricular region, the temples, and of course the cheekbones is really, you know, part of sculpting the face. It's really fun. One of my favorite things to do when I go to museums is to find sculptures of faces. It's really fun to look at that and to look at the sculpture's rendition. And, you know, it, you know, a lot of times they'll have, I love especially sculptures of older faces with the changes, the deflation and the volume loss, because it does happen with age. And obviously everybody, you know, everybody's anatomy is slightly different, and we all age differently based on genetics and, you know, all the environmental factors throughout the course of our life. And but these products allow us to restructure the face in a very favorable way and, you know, in a very personalized, customized way too. And that's kind of where the field is heading now,
right,
you know,
yeah,
to kind of restructure the face with these injectables.
Yeah. And when you talk about restructuring too, we can also talk about around the jawline. The chin is kind of a big area, right? Mm-hmm, because the chin, the chin can be a problem area for a lot of people. They don't realize like something's different, or and it's.
Yeah, we lose, just as I was talking about, the cheekbones kind of resorb with age, giving us flatness and hollowness in the cheek. The jawbone does shrink with age, too. The bones resorb as well. You know, fat is the biggest problem, but bones are probably the second biggest when it comes to anatomy. As your chin bone, you know, your jawbone, the mandible, starts to resorb, that can make our chin weaker and more recessed, as well as the jawline thinner. And in the chin, you know, loss of that prominence of the chin can really change our appearance in an unfavorable way. Now, for men, adding, you know, volume to the chin can give them a stronger chin, which is obviously a male feature and a desirable feature to have a stronger chin. But even in a woman, if it becomes really weak, you know, it gives you a less defined jawline. You tend to see more of the loose skin underneath the underneath the chin. So just adding volume back to the jawline and the chin can give you a sharper jawline. It can tighten up some of the loose skin along the jawline, improve the shape and structure, and really make you look younger.
What just occurred to me when you said tighten up the skin is the cheek. And if there's one place that really can have a radiating effect on the entire face, it's the cheek. When you fill out the center, sometimes those little fine lines around your eyes just disappear, right?
Right. Yeah, it's true. You know, even the deflation of the face does affect the skin. It causes more wrinkles and more laxity. So adding volume back to the cheeks can lift the cheeks and smooth out some of the wrinkles on the skin. Also, adding volume to the cheeks will lift the tissues of the lower face. When you think about it, you know, as you're filling in the cheek, you're stretching that skin, and that's going to bring some of the loose skin from the jawline and jowl up and tighten that up as well. So it's amazing the effect that refilling. It's almost, I use this analogy a lot, but, you know, when you have a balloon that's full of air, it's round and smooth and tight and beautiful. As it loses air, it becomes sort of, at some point, it becomes sort of saggy and wrinkled. And that's kind of what happens to the face. It deflates and it becomes, you know, saggy and wrinkled. And we used to think, okay, there's loose skin. We need to tighten the skin. We need to do a facelift. Well, you know, facelifts are wonderful and they do help a lot. But when you reinflate the face, that makes a huge difference too. So that's where we look at this sort of harmonious rejuvenation and using all the tools available. We don't want to just lift and tighten the face over this bony skeleton. We want to be able to fill in the volume, whether we do this with fillers or we do it with fat augmentation, restore the youthful volume, and then tighten the tissues at the same time. And that's really a lot closer to true rejuvenation than just doing a lift alone.
And then when we go talk about the frame of the face, you know, you mentioned the jawline and the chin. Another area that I think gets overlooked by a lot of people are the temples.
Exactly. The temples do get overlooked, and that's an easy place to fill. And that's a topic that I speak on because we do a lot of that here at Azul. It makes a difference. Now, usually we'll do the cheeks first. I think the cheeks have a more powerful impact. You know, it's probably one of the first places we start now. But once you get the cheeks restored to a more youthful shape, then if they have flatness or hollowness of the temples, we'll fill the temples as well, which fills in that hollowness and gives them that more youthful fullness through the temple where it's at least flat. It doesn't have to be super convex, but it just, you don't want it being hollow and excavated, which makes us look really older or unhealthy.
Skeletalized,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
All right. So there's, before we leave the subject of fillers, I mean, you get immediate results from those. I mean, it's not like Botox, you got to kind of wait a week or two for it, everything to really get to the full potential of relaxing those muscles and seeing it on your skin. But the fillers you see immediately. I mean, the minute you put those in, it's like, whoa, look at that.
Right. Fillers are nice. You get that instant result. Now, there are another class of injectables we call biostimulators, and the one that's most popular is called Sculptra. And that's a little different because that's a little bit of a delayed gratification. With Sculptra, which is a biostimulator, what it does is it's a protein that stimulates your body to build its own collagen, and that adds volume to the tissue. And so when we inject the Sculptra, you see an immediate impact because you are injecting saline with the Sculptra, and you get that, you know, volumizing effect, what we call the Cinderella effect. That'll go away by the next day because all the saline gets resorbed. But the protein stays in the tissue. It stimulates your body to build some collagen. And as that collagen builds up, it adds volume to the tissue. And Sculptra is very popular because we can use Sculptra for these larger areas like the cheeks, temples, jawline. And we can add, you know, stimulate your body to create its own collagen. And the benefit to your own collagen is that once it's formed, it can last a lot longer, 2 years plus, sometimes quite a bit longer, even up to 5 years. And it's firmer and a little bit more tightening than, you know, fillers, HA fillers, hyaluronic acid fillers, are gel-like. And they feel gel-like, and they're very malleable, and they're really great as a filler. But if you do too much of it as a structural filler, you can get almost bogginess to the tissues. So, like gelatinous. And so Sculptra is a nice adjuvant to this because you can create, you know, stimulate your own collagen production and get that structural lift and support to the tissues. And obviously that can be used along with injectable fillers, or you can use it, you know, even with fat augmentation as well. So, but the beauty of Sculptra, if somebody really needs a lot of volume and let's say they don't want to do fat augmentation is a surgical procedure. We do that either in the office or in the surgical center, but there is a little bit of downtime with that. Then sculptors, you know, they'd be a good candidate for sculptor. We do that just in the office with injectables, and you get 2+ years. And it's great for cheeks, jawline, temples, these larger areas.
All right. That's cool. So, oh, wow. Have we already gotten to the end of it?
Is there anything else
you want to add before we skedaddle?
Well, I guess I would just add that we do have the BOGO special for one more week. So if you're interested in these fillers, we've talked a lot about fillers and injectables, but we have buy one syringe of filler and get the second syringe half off for one more week. So give us a call if you'd like to come in and meet one of the providers. And that number is 239-206-3160. That's 239-206-3160.
All right. Any other special you want to hit before we run out?
Sure. We should talk about the cool sculpting special.
Yeah,
so
that's a good
fat
one.
Reduction. Here we're going to add fat to the face, but we're taking it away from the body, which we all need. So 20% off cool sculpting, which is permanent fat reduction anywhere on the body. And that's non-surgical, no downtime. And you get a free body slimming oil with that treatment. If you call, you have one more week for that special. And 15% off our combined body lipo with body tight with Dr. Yee. Dr. Allison Yee is a specialist in this small body liposuction that's done in the office under local anesthetic. And in addition to getting rid of that unwanted fat you have, she can also use body tight to tighten up the overlying skin and improve the contour. So it's a wonderful new high-tech procedure that gives you better body contour just with a quick procedure right in the office.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Again, that number to call is 239-206-3160, 3160. Azulbeauty.com is the website. And we do have a podcast. A lot of our shows have been turned into podcasts. We were just talking about that.
Right.
Keep forgetting to mention to people.
Look and Feel Your Best or Dr. Patrick Flaherty. Either way, I think you can find
either one of those and you'll find us. Yeah. Dr. Patrick Flaherty is the medical director of the Azul Cosmetic Surgery and Medical Spas. His offices are in Fort Myers, Naples, Bonita Springs, and Cape Coral. I'm Gina Birch. Thanks for tuning in this week. We'll be back next week with more of Look and Feel Your Best. Have a great weekend.
You as well, Gina. Good to see you.
Yeah, see you then.